The Black and Brown Gorillas by Christian Eve Cato, a manifesto for the modern revolution. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. As we were waiting for the Zoom production of The Black and Brown Gorillas to begin, Christian Eve Cato, the playwright, described her pandemic summer of thought about the story and its characters. She went back in time to 1898 in Puerto Rico. Through the foundation of the early Black and Brown Gorillas as a New York City block protection group, up to the split in the group between revolution and compromise, the ahistorical success in Washington, D.C., the disaster in Puerto Rico that put the leader Evaristo in jail, and the eventual compromise that led to Quiche's presidency in 2040. Director David Cote appeared and heartily wished for a return to the stage where the actors and the audience came together to create the synergy that is live theater. He seemed to think that the necessity for Zoom technology robbed the actors of their craft. Although he made no excuses for his efforts, he seemed apologetic about the need of relying on his stage manager, the lighting and sound artists, and even the musical backgrounds. Then the Black and Brown Gorillas opened, with Carolyn Lee Sanchez as a mock Marine leading a group of quasi-soldiers to keep order, all responded to by the group. It's a modern piece that ranges across time periods and yet seems all of a piece. Catherine Barker is Marie, the host of 20 After 20, and her interviews with Christopher Santoro as Evarista are the glue that keeps the play together. Every time we venture out in time and place, we come back to the studio, even in an early scene when she's on the street as a young reporter interviewing Evaristo. It's Maria who coins the phrase, masked vigilantes of the disenfranchised. It's Evaristo who agrees that Devin Cook, as the young Preston, should be the captain of the faraway borough of Staten Island. Later, it's Evaristo who splits the Black and Brown Gorillas into a revolutionary group that's arming protesters in Washington, D.C., and going to Puerto Rico with his more or less willing partner, Ray, the wonderful Enoch King. This leaves Evaristo in a lurch as Carolyn E. Sanchez, a wonderfully expressive Rillo, counsels him to give up for the prison. The rest of the group, complete with a former member of the Black Power movement from the 60s, backs Quiche for the seat in the New York State Congress. As the years roll by, the Black and Brown Gorillas become the Freedom Party as both the Republicans and Democrats implode. 20 years later, Quiche, Ebony Edwards, is the graciously surprised Madam President, surrounded by her former revolutionaries. Evaristo is released from jail, and he's still clinging to his past revolutionary efforts. They're what kept him sane while he was serving out his sentence. He still isn't willing to embrace the legislative successes of his former colleagues, even though they include the abolishing of the Second Amendment with the setting up of a nationwide police force and other gradual successes in Congress. Mixed in with the story of the account of the young Lillian, Kara Ritari, who's stuck in a cage at the American-Mexican border, her impassioned messages to her mother about the conditions are heart-rending. It's only later that we see her as a grown-up in Quiche's administration that we can forgive the death of her sister, acknowledge her connections with her mother, and perhaps forgive her early treatment. One of the things that rather amazed me during the show was the ease with which the play moved from time period to time period without losing a beat. It was easy to follow, and although the Ideals Manifesto, all 10 in the first act, and the extended paean to Puerto Rico that began the second act were a little long for my taste, the Zoom production mostly worked by now. By now I've seen a lot of Zoom, perhaps I was prepared to let things go. Christine Eva Cato's The Black and Brown Gorillas, directed by Dave Cote, plays through Saturday the 27th. The theater department may release it for later viewing. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.